Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a man called Tom Walker, who is a personal trainer.
On today's programme, I'm speaking to Tom Walker and finding out about being a personal trainer. Have you always done this, Tom?
Hello. No, actually, it's a long story, but I was injured many years ago, which meant I had to stop a hobby that I loved, cycling. Stop is the wrong word, really. I could cycle, but I could no longer go in for competitions.
So how did this lead to you becoming a trainer?
Well, the reason for the injury was because I hadn't trained properly for events. I pushed myself too hard and finally injured my ankle very badly. It was a lesson in how not to do a sport, and I decided I wanted a job where I could help other people train and compete safely.
Do you only train cyclists?
No, not at all. I see lots of people who are cyclists, but in order to get enough work, I made the choice that I would try to support anyone. I help quite a lot of runners and people who just want to get fit. People of all ages too. My youngest customer is 16 and my oldest is 73.
Wow. Where do you hold your sessions?
It depends on the weather and what the person prefers. When it's dry and not too hot, I simply meet them in the park and we do our exercises there. It's often cooler than using the gym, and people are able to push themselves for longer and harder before they feel uncomfortable.
And of course, the park is free to use.
It certainly is. Sometimes it's not the right place to go, though. Some customers feel a little shy or embarrassed about doing exercises in public. The sessions are sometimes early in the morning, and you have people walking through the park going to work. So some customers prefer to meet in the gym.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are you busy?
Definitely. I think people have become more concerned about their health, and there's a growing interest in keeping fit. Some months are busier than others. During the summer, people go away on holiday. But I get a lot of customers before their holiday who want to get into shape for the beach. So this period can also be a good time for business.
Now listen again.
On today's programme, I'm speaking to Tom Walker and finding out about being a personal trainer. Have you always done this, Tom?
Hello. No, actually, it's a long story, but I was injured many years ago, which meant I had to stop a hobby that I loved, cycling. Stop is the wrong word, really. I could cycle, but I could no longer go in for competitions.
So how did this lead to you becoming a trainer?
Well, the reason for the injury was because I hadn't trained properly for events. I pushed myself too hard and finally injured my ankle very badly. It was a lesson in how not to do a sport, and I decided I wanted a job where I could help other people train and compete safely.
Do you only train cyclists?
No, not at all. I see lots of people who are cyclists, but in order to get enough work, I made the choice that I would try to support anyone. I help quite a lot of runners and people who just want to get fit. People of all ages too. My youngest customer is 16 and my oldest is 73.
Wow. Where do you hold your sessions?
It depends on the weather and what the person prefers. When it's dry and not too hot, I simply meet them in the park and we do our exercises there. It's often cooler than using the gym, and people are able to push themselves for longer and harder before they feel uncomfortable.
And, of course, the park is free to use.
It certainly is. Sometimes it's not the right place to go, though. Some customers feel a little shy or embarrassed about doing exercises in public. The sessions are sometimes early in the morning, and you have people walking through the park going to work. So some customers prefer to meet in the gym.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are you busy?
Definitely. I think people have become more concerned about their health, and there's a growing interest in keeping fit. Some months are busier than others. During the summer, people go away on holiday. But I get a lot of customers before their holiday who want to get into shape for the beach. So this period can also be a good time for business.
That is the end of part 4.